Hello, welcome to another episode of Downmurder Lane.
Hello, everybody.
This is season 2, episode 23.
Yep.
So
Rachel Thompson.
Rachel. So today we are on location. Another time we were together.
Yes.
On the south side of Milwaukee, talking
Yeah.
We're talking about the horrific murders of Rachel Thompson and her children. So trigger warning.
Yeah.
Turn this off if you don't want to hear about.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
we talk about pieces of shit every time.
It's real gnarly. So if, like, kid stuff is... Nobody likes kid stuff. But if you really, like...
It's not your jam. It's nobody's jam ever, but if you can't handle it...
We understand. No offense taken.
Yeah. So this is... Yes. And so Rachel Thompson and her children, Jaden and Torian, Thompson Carter.
Yep.
So, look at that. We must put a big trigger warning out there.
I wrote that because I was gruesome. Like, we cannot forget.
That's true. Always thinking.
Try.
Good for you. So, yeah, this is just heartless violence against children.
Just gross.
Yeah. So, these, yeah.
Just uber pieces of shit. So, yeah.
I mean, so sometimes, we talk about pieces of shit every episode, but these are, like, just, the worst of the worst. This is
really
not Scarver.
Fucking bad.
This is not...
This isn't even, like... people that hurt kids. I mean, yeah. It's just fucking gross. Like, just garbage...
Special place in hell.
Yeah.
All right. So sitting across from me is Heather.
Sitting across from me is the lovely Jessica.
And you ready to get into this shit story?
Ready as I'll ever be.
So come take a trip with us.
Down Murder Lane.
All right. So take two. We just can't get it together, you guys. This is episode 25.
Like, what the fuck? We don't even know.
Yeah. We're just over it. On the paper it says episode 22, but in reality, we're like, oh, this is episode 23. But
it
now
wasn't
it's
even 23. It's 25.
So, and 25 was a good year for
25
me. 25,
like, I was feeling pretty good.
I moved to Milwaukee.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is not the episode we want to make it. Like, that's cool, but anyway. So, yeah, we're sorry. We'll get our shit together someday, or we won't.
I mean, whatever. Do you really fucking care what number it is? I hope not.
Yeah, if you do...
I bet you somebody out there is, like, really annoyed with us right now.
Can't get it together.
Window.
Just unsubscribe.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. All right, so you ready?
I'm ready.
West Allister, Florida.
I'm not even gonna look at it. Can I look at it?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Matthew Faulkner found out the hard way that a taco does not work when an officer asks you to present your ID.
It would work for me if I was an officer.
I got pulled over today.
You did?
Yeah, for speeding.
Did you get a ticket?
No.
Good for you.
I know.
All right. How fast were you going?
I thought it was 40, so I was going 47, but it was 35.
Oh, yeah. 9, you're fine. 10, you're mine kind of thing. Okay.
So I was going 12 over.
Oh.
I told the officer, listen, I've lived here for 11 years, and I seriously thought it was 40.
Yeah.
And he's like, I believe you. You have a clean record. It's okay.
Oh, have good.
A nice day. See? Shout out to Muskego PD.
Yeah, nice people. Nice people.
Thanks, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. So anyways, I did not show him a taco. I showed him my ID and I showed him my insurance and all the shit. Okay. So the incident occurred in the early morning of October 1st. Faulkner, 30, had apparently decided to make a run for a fourth meal after downing some beers. And somehow he made it all the way to Taco Bell in his pickup truck, placed his order, and received his taco before falling asleep.
Is this Barber?
Remember?
Yes.
Okay.
She showed me what Taco Bell that was when we went to the rave last week. Oh,
that
my God.
Taco Bell?
Yeah, the one right there by
that
the rave.
That hood as fuck.
Yeah, she's like, yo, that's the Taco Bell. I'm like, oh, you giving us a tour of the city?
A fucking hood Taco Bell.
Okay.
All right. The Taco Bell manager had to call police because they could not wake Faulkner, and he was holding up customers behind him.
I get it.
If I was behind, I'd be pissed. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Let's go. All right. So deputy awoke Faulkner and asked for his ID. Faulkner said no before reaching into his bag and presenting the officer with a taco.
Probably like, just let me go. I would like
some taco. The deputy said they were looking for his ID and not a taco. Faulkner then laughed and took a bite of the taco.
This is so great.
Then deputies noticed Faulkner had fallen asleep with his foot on the accelerator while his truck was in park.
Dang.
The engine started on fire, and the restaurant's fire extinguishers were used to put it out.
Oh my gosh, this is a whole scene.
Faulkner's blood alcohol content was 0.227 according to a breath test. He was taken to jail on OWI charges.
Oh my god.
Where was it?
Sounds like a Wisconsin story, only because my little clue was OWI. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that it's, I'm going to say it's West Dallas.
It's actually Florida.
What?
Jupiter.
I mean, Jupiter? Oh man, there's like nothing that goes on there.
Oh, well, this happened.
So he was probably like made these officers night.
Yeah.
Because nothing happens over there. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So
that's hilarious. I want to know what this guy looks like.
Me too.
Tacos ain't cheap, man. No. Hand over the taco. Dang, I want a fourth meal.
And he, like, laughs. Now I want Taco Bell.
I know.
All right, laugh. So you do the TripAdvisor, and I'll look up him.
Okay. So, the number one thing to do on the south side of Milwaukee is to visit the Mitchell Park Domes.
Yeah, I love it there.
I love it. The Mitchell Park Domes are officially called the Mitchell Park Horticultural Conservatory. The domes are owned and operated by the Milwaukee County Park System. And replace the original Milwaukee Conservatory.
He looks like Tyrion Lancaster.
Really? Yes. Let me see. He does look like Tyrion. Oh,
look at that man.
Dang. Can you screenshot that so we could post it to our Facebook? That's hilarious. Okay. So yeah, the domes.
The title of this article is "Man Won't Let Cops or Fires Stop Him from Eating His Taco Bell."
Good for him. Good for him.
Priorities, man.
I need to text Doug right now. I'd be like, on your way home, I need you to get Taco Bell. Okay, so back to the domes. The two things that look like boobs in Milwaukee.
Yep.
The first thing I thought
there's
when I saw boobs. This. The three.
Yeah.
Okay, like Total Recall.
Yep, like Total Recall.
There are three domes. The Seasonal Show Dome, the Desert Dome, and the Tropical Dome. So I went there. I think I posted it to our page when I went and saw the corpse flower.
Yeah.
And it was in bloom and it stunk. It
smells real bad.
Yeah. That was really cool.
I saw it at the public museum when it was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
It is neat. It's gross. So,
yeah. It looks nasty.
But it's cool.
Yeah.
And I love going to the domes. It's a beautiful place.
We used to go there when the kids were little, like Mondays.
Yeah.
So Mondays that was free.
Mm-hmm.
And my son used to love the trains.
The train
like
show.
Like when the train used to come.
My kids still like that.
Do they?
I like it.
Yeah, I like it. My kids not so much, but...
My kids like the fish, the koi pond.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's cute. Yeah. All right, so that was nice, good laughs and talks before
we
get into this crappy case.
I texted you the picture of him just so you can
I'll
have
post it.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right. You ready?
Oh, yes, I'm ready. Okay.
We're going to start... We're going to get into this shit show.
Oh, gosh. So very early in the morning on February 26, 2010, Milwaukee Fire Department responded to a call of a home engulfed in flames on the 800 block of South 12th Street on the south side of Milwaukee. So when firefighters entered, they found a grisly scene.
Yeah.
Rachel Thompson, 24, lived in the duplex with her three sons, ages 4, 2, and 6 weeks. Ugh. And her roommate, Brittany. Brittany Thompson was her roommate. Are they related?
No.
Oh.
Oh, Brittany Robinson. Sorry.
Oh, Brittany Robinson.
Yeah,
okay.
I just wrote the wrong name.
That's fine. It's par for the course for this, how we are now.
You know,
it's just
you get what you get.
Yep. Yeah. So in the apartment, firefighters found Rachel and her two older sons dead with Brittany and the 6-week-old baby, Maurice Visor Jr. Is that my saying the name right? Mm-hmm. Visor? Nowhere to be found.
So the roommate and the 6-week-old baby, they can't find him.
But they knew that they lived there and okay. So Rachel had been found with duct tape and stabbed multiple times, once in the eye, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The 4-year-old and 2-year-old boys were suffocated with plastic bags and duct tape before the house was lit on fire. It was clear someone was trying to cover up what they had done.
Damn. Gross.
Damn. Okay.
All right. So within a few hours of the awful discovery, Brittany and baby Maurice's photo were plastered all over news stations all day. I remember this day very clearly. I was at work.
Really?
Yeah. I was at work, and I was, like, listening to the radio, you know, because you listen to the radio when you're at your desk at work.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all of a sudden, there were all these reports about this.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, like, all day, I was, like, paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, listening to what was happening and then how it kind of all ended. It was, like, all in one day. It was crazy. All right, so within a few hours of the discovery, Brittany and baby Maurice's photo were plastered all over news stations all day. Police were unsure if Brittany was another victim or an accomplice at that point. They didn't know.
Yeah.
Thankfully, within hours, baby Maurice was found in his baby carrier unharmed on a sidewalk in front of a church on Milwaukee's north side. So on the opposite side of town.
Yeah.
Later that day, around 6:15 p.m., Brittany was found dead on the city's northwest side from a gunshot wound to the head.
Like, this is just trippy. Like,
yeah, so I just remember being at work.
Like, it just keeps
getting and then, like, I got layers. To work, and, like, they're, like, talking about how there's this fire in the south side, and then now there's a missing girl who's 19 and a missing baby, but the baby's not her baby. It's, like, a roommate. And then a few hours later, they're like, oh, we found the baby, but no, nothing to be found, but he's safe, he's fine. And then, like, they're like, we're still looking for this girl. And then when I got home, I turned on the TV, and they're like, yeah, we found her dead.
I mean, it's just, like,
it's a wild day.
Layers and layers of just...
Yeah, it was a weird day. I just remember it really clearly.
Okay.
So police asked for the public's help to piece together the bizarre set of events that started with a missing child, a dead mother, two dead little boys, then a missing woman who was found dead.
Crazy.
As they worked through the clues in a press conference, then Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn said these homicides are the result of a small group of individuals known to each other.
Okay. Glad they found that out so quickly, too, you know?
Yeah.
So, at the time of the press conference, investigators said they had reason to believe Brittany Robinson, who was now dead, was involved in the killings of Rachel and her sons. They said they did not know if she had taken the baby or not and did not understand why she was found dead on the complete opposite side of town.
Yeah, like 45 so minutes away. Yeah. Like complete, like, northwest side.
South. Oh, yeah, south to the north side, yeah.
Complete, almost by, like, Menominee Falls. Damn. Like that far away.
So two friends of Brittany told police that they had telephone conversations with her earlier that afternoon, during which she cried and confessed to her part in the murders at the duplex, saying she hated Rachel because she was in love with the father of Rachel's baby boy.
Yeah, love triangle shit.
Who was the father of a baby she delivered prematurely in December.
So they were both pregnant by the same guy.
At the same time.
At the same time, Rachel delivered her baby, which was that baby, that Maurice Visor Jr. that was found by the church.
Okay.
And Brittany lost the baby.
She had him prematurely.
So they were living together.
What? Yeah. So weird.
It's fucked up. This is fucked up.
Okay, so, not Rachel's, but Brittany's baby did not survive, right?
No.
It's horrible. So, investigators' conversations with these friends led them to Brittany's boyfriend, Desmond
Dwan
Laster, and his friend, Anthony Barnes. From there, the story started to unravel, and the two men, who were both felons, were arrested. They were subsequently charged with homicide in connection with the four killings. How did they solve this so quickly? I cannot wait to learn.
So quickly. So apparently these friends of hers were very helpful.
That's good.
Yeah. So, all right. According to investigators, this is supposed to be Brittany Robinson. I kept writing Brittany Thompson. Robinson told her boyfriend Desmond Laster that her roommate, Rachel Thompson, had a large amount of cash in her apartment. Robertson's baby, who died in December, was also named Maurice Visor Jr.
I mean...
Yes, two babies at the same time with the same name?
Name, yeah.
Really? All right. So Robertson's baby and Thompson's baby were both fathered by Maurice Visor Sr., 25 years old at the time of the murders. Maurice was in prison at the time of the murders at Dodge Correctional Institution for violation of supervision stemming from a charge of fleeing and eluding an officer.
Okay. After he's an outstanding citizen, right. That's what you're saying, yes.
After speaking with people who knew Brittany, investigators learned that Brittany was jealous of Rachel and how her baby was born full term. Investigators went to go talk to Maurice in prison, and then Maurice told police he met Brittany while she was working as a prostitute at a motel.
Sex worker?
Yeah. I'm sorry, sex worker. Yeah. working as a sex worker, my apologies.
Oh, okay.
So, he was dating Rachel at the time, and he met her while she was working as a sex worker.
Oh.
So, he was dating Rachel at the time, and he did admit to conceiving children with both women.
Okay.
Visor confirmed that Brittany became friends with Rachel over Facebook.
Like mutual love.
Oh, hey, we're both pregnant by the same guy. Do you want to name him the same name?
Yeah. How did they get to live together?
Okay. And Rachel told Visor 4 days before... Okay, and then Brittany told Visor, 4 days before the killings, that she allowed... I'm fucking this up big time. I'm sorry. Okay. Let me start over. Visor confirmed that Brittany became friends with Rachel over Facebook.
Okay.
So then Rachel, the one with the baby that lived, was still in contact with him in prison. So she told Maurice 4 days before the killings, I'm assuming on the phone, mm-hmm. that she had allowed Brittany to move in because she had nowhere to stay.
So she was just being like a good, yeah.
Visor said that Brittany was a heavy user of ecstasy and had a violent temper.
So saying, maybe don't let her stay there, maybe just double...
He just told investigators. He's like, yeah, she uses a lot of ecstasy and she has a really bad violent temper.
Jeez.
So, I don't know, like, Rachel was like, yeah, I'm letting her move in because she has nowhere to go.
Yeah, she's being kind. She had her hands full with two... A four-year-old, a baby.
A two-year-old and a baby.
I'm sorry, at 6 weeks, you are at your most tired. That is when...
Literally dying.
The sleep... I mean, I've heard it numerous times. Like, 6 weeks is when it just gets shitty. And then you invite someone. Oh, I can't even... I didn't even want my husband here when I was at six. I'm like, go, get.
No.
She invited some girl. And, wow.
Because she was trying to be nice.
Yeah, ow.
She had nowhere to go.
Tabby just bit me.
Tabby.
Tab, I was just petting him.
Damn. Violent temper.
Yeah. You're an ecstasy? Okay. The criminal complaint says that Brittany brought Laster and Barnes to the apartment she shared with Rachel and her children at about 3:30 a.m. on that cold February morning with the intention of robbing her.
Yeah.
Barnes ended up taking a plea deal and providing a great deal of information, which we will share now.
So that's how we get the rest of this information.
Oh, because she took a plea deal. Oh, yeah, because she's dead. That's right. So, again, major trigger warning here. All right. So, the three of them found Rachel sleeping on the couch with two of her three sons, 4-year-old Torian and 3-year-old Jaden. Desmond Laster, Brittany's boyfriend, punched Rachel in the face to wake her up and tied her up with duct tape. Both young boys were also bound with duct tape and plastic bags were taped over their heads before they were put in the duplex's bathtub. So, Brittany told the younger boy they were going to play a little game.
This makes me want to puke.
And stabbed him in the neck when he struggled. Oh, it's horrible.
I'm sorry that you had to say that.
No, it's fine. Brittany then began to talk trash to Rachel, saying, what kind of hoe is you to have your baby daddy's other girl living with you? Like,
fuck you.
Yeah.
You had nowhere to go and she took you in. What kind of hoe is you, Brittany?
Keep in mind, Rachel had taken in Brittany when she had nowhere to go, and the father of their babies was sent to prison.
Yeah.
Robertson then repeatedly stabbed Thompson and appeared at one point to slash her throat. Barnes said Laster told him to shoot Rachel Thompson, saying, I killed the babies. It's horrible. Barnes told the investigators he closed his eyes and fired a shot at Rachel. Laster and Robertson squirted lighter fluid they bought with them around the apartment, the complaint starts. He said that that's what they did, and then they tried to set the house on fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, Laster lit a blanket and door on fire, and they fled the home with $800 and Rachel's 6-week-old baby, Maurice. They then drove to a motel on Milwaukee's northwest side where Barnes displayed his Department of Corrections offender card, not a taco.
Good for him.
As proof of ID. To the manager while checking in. Autopsies showed that the two older boys died of asphyxia, and Rachel, who was found with melted plastic over her face, died of blunt force trauma and stab wounds.
Jeez.
Barnes continued on to tell investigators that later that day, Laster decided that they had to kill Robertson because her picture was all over the news.
Yeah.
And that she would tell on them. And keep in mind, she'd already told friends what happened. Yeah. The men picked her up, told her they were going to go buy marijuana, and parked near some townhomes on the northwest side of Milwaukee. They got out of the vehicle, and as Robertson and Lester walked ahead of Barnes, Laster directed Barnes to shoot her, saying, now. Barnes then shot her in the back of the head, and they ran.
Jeez.
Yeah, fucking savage, man.
All three of them, all pieces of shit people find each other like that. All right, so both Barnes and Laster were charged, but Barnes later agreed to testify against Laster. In the 10-day trial, Barnes told jurors he helped set the fire, but had no part in killing Rachel or her sons. The jury took less than 3 hours to convict Laster in the killings of the two boys, their mom, and Brittany. He was found guilty of 4 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, arson, and having a gun as a felon. So he had previous cocaine possessions along with
he's just a really great upstanding citizen.
Endangering, oh geez.
So I feel like recklessly endangering safety is like when you get caught shooting a gun into a crowd. Like when you get caught shooting but you didn't shoot anybody.
Yeah.
You just shot.
Yeah. Drive-by
shooting.
Or driving. Yeah, recklessly endangering safety. I don't know. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Okay, so Barnes was also a prior felon with a charge of misappropriation of ID, along with various charges such as disorderly conduct. Yeah, presenting the taco. We needed that.
Yes, so we needed that. A palate cleanser.
After the verdicts were read against Laster, Barnes pled guilty to 3 counts of felony murder during an attempted robbery for the deaths of Rachel and her sons, and 1 count of first-degree reckless homicide for Brittany's murder. On June 10th, 2011, Desmond Laster was sentenced to 4 life terms without chance parole.
Good. We don't want him on the fucking streets.
No way. Laster made no statement during his sentence hearing before Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Jeffrey Conan. Mm-hmm. And on June 18th, 2011, Anthony Barnes was sentenced by the same judge to 40 years in prison and 10 years supervision for the 3 counts of homicide. Only 40 years.
Yeah, because he took the plea.
Okay. Oh, when he testified
against his friend.
So, Laster is currently incarcerated in the Waupun Correctional Facility, and Barnes is currently incarcerated in the Green Bay Correctional Facility.
They both look scary.
Do they? Mm. I want to see what they look like. Okay.
So, I apologize that story is so horrible.
That sucks, but it makes me just think, like, how do these people find each other?
Well, and, like, $800? Yeah. All of that?
Yeah, when you're on drugs, probably, like...
Just recession times, or...?
No, I guess...
2011 is recession times.
Hmm. I'm not trying to make an excuse or anything. I'm just saying... Dang.
Maybe the sex work business was slow.
Yeah, well, Brittany had to be a real piece of shit if this...
Well, did you ever see her picture?
Nope, I haven't seen a picture of any of them.
She has crunchy hair and really skinny eyebrows. Oh. Are you conjuring up a...
Yes.
Okay.
It's total 90s.
Hold on. Yeah. She is total 90s. Like, she should have a starter jacket on.
Yeah.
Maybe some dark brown lip liner, but nothing in the middle. Yeah.
What do they call them? Like, chulas? Or,
yeah, she's a total chula.
Yeah.
Yeah, this bitch. Hold on. Oh, what kind of hoe was you?
What hoe was you? Like, a hoe of trying to be kind and let you in.
Yeah, hoe.
I mean, can we just please not let all these kids around our children? Or these people around our children? Can we please be more mindful of our children?
Yeah.
Like, I know she was being kind, but I would not let...
What kind of hoe is you? Jeez. See, didn't I describe her well?
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
She's got crunchy hair and really skinny eyebrows.
And she was this... Try to be kind. Poor Rachel, so...
And here's Rachel and her babies.
It sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
So we did go to the house where this happened, 832 South 12th Street, Milwaukee. So this was Rachel's home and the site of the murder and arson. We pulled up there and not the best feelings. There was
a little sketchy.
Yeah, tinfoil all over windows. I would not live in a house like that.
No. It was...
Knowing what happened.
No. Also, yesterday, I discovered a new website.
What?
I, like, went down the biggest rabbit hole. What is it? Where is it? It's, like...
I love rabbit holes. I mean...
It's, like, a website where you can find properties where bad shit happened.
Did you see that the Watts house is for sale?
What?
Yes. I saw it, like, this is me late last night, like, 1 a.m, just getting to bed. I'm laying there, and, like, oh, my gosh. And... You can't, it's the crazy, oh, I should send it to you.
It's called housecreep.com.
House Creep. But the Watts house is for sale, but you can't, it says there's no inspection. You can't even tour the house because they don't want people to like.
So who's going to buy it? Like a flipper?
I don't know. It's for like $700,000.
Well, it's in California.
No, Colorado.
Colorado. Yeah, it's expensive there.
But it's a beautiful, there's pictures online. They said you can't, no home inspection, you can't tour that, like, serious buyers, you have to put, like, a big down payment just to even, like, come into the house or even be considered serious, because I bet they've had so many, like us, trying to go out to John Wayne Gacy's house.
Yeah, like, trying to have... That person never called me back, by the way.
Damn them. Serious inquiries only. There's some other weird contingencies on the house, like, to be able to buy it. Like, they're going to... Somebody's going to buy it and turn it into, like, something. You know, whatever.
Like, they don't want people turning it into some tourist attraction?
Yeah. Okay. Or people, like, wanting to look at it, like, you need to be a serious buyer. Mm-hmm. So I can understand that.
I get it.
But I looked at all the pictures. There's, like, 40 pictures online. I looked at them all.
I'm going to look.
Yeah. I would not live there either.
No. Yeah. So this website
nobody died there.
Stigmatized properties. It's called House Creep.
I'm going to bookmark.
It's like that real just quick. Growing, so there's really not a lot yet. But, I mean, it's a cool idea for people like us.
House Creep. Ooh, House Creep's near me. What?
Yeah. So, there's not a lot. Oh. So, I just kept thinking of a TLC song. So I creep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, stigmatized property.
On the down low.
Yeah, there's not. Florida has 746, though.
Yeah.
Oh, California's got 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So... Oh, Wisconsin?
Check it out.
Wisconsin only has 36.
Yeah, it's not that many.
Dang.
They're working on it.
All right, Oh my God, I'm going to be watching all of it.
I know, that's what I was doing last night.
Oh, yes.
I found it, and then I said to Mike, I'm like, oh my God, I found this new website. And then I was like, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, well, I'm going to look that up.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Snoop Dogg quote. Ready?
I love it.
Keep your friends close to you, but your enemies closer.
It's very wise.
Snoop D-O-double-G.
He's always got we're drinking Snoop tonight.
Yeah.
We haven't drank Snoop.
I know.
In a while. It's delicious. But it's really kind of relaxing, and I'm just like trying not to yawn. Here I go again. Oh, sorry.
All right.
All right. So follow us. Tell us, one thing, we never got any witch stories. No one tell us
so any... many people commented. We're like, oh my God, I know that story. I know that place, but nobody had any stories.
That they'd been or...
It's just so many people were like excited about it because they knew it.
Knew of it and stuff like that. Kind of like Haunchyville.
Yeah.
But follow us on Instagram at Downmurder Lane, Facebook, Downmurder Lane, a true crime podcast.
Yes. Email us, downmurderlanepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, rate, review us on Apple, Spotify, please. All the places. So... Yeah, so we can get back out there. So we can maybe be better, get our shit together, our lives together, so maybe we can do this a little bit better.
We're doing our best. We're pretty fucking good, Jessica.
We're doing our best.
I mean, we're just some tired-ass moms.
Yeah, we are.
Trying to fuel the
just survive
beast inside of us.
Send you that meme?
Yeah.
Unleash the tiger in you.
Tiger in me.
And it's just a huge tiger just, like, laying on its side.
I like it.
All right. So until next time.
Take that trip.
But pack wisely.
Because you never know who you'll run into.
Hopefully not freaking Barnes and Lannister.
And
whatever the fuck
skinny ass eyebrow Chola. Whatever the fuck her name is. What kind of hoe was you?
Down Murder Lane.
Bye.